Let's talk a little Coon Rapids Beard girls basketball right now as head coach Caitlin McAllister is joining us. Crusaders come off a fantastic year a season ago, going at 20-4 overall, 13-3 in a tough Rolling Valley Conference, and they bring back a ton of last year's team. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. And Coach, not trying to put any pressure on you, talking about how good you guys were last year and how much you got coming back this year, but I get a sense that, you know, you lose a great Brilly Clayburgh, but you still got to be excited about what this group has coming back.
Yeah, for sure. That was pretty much the theme of our meetings, individual meetings at the beginning of the year. I do it before the season starts, but just to get how the girls are feeling and what things they want to work on. And every single one of them that's returning, even the ones that are new to the program, are just excited to start playing basketball again. So it's great to hear that excitement, because I think it definitely shows and resonates in practice.
I know this group puts in some time in the off season. What was the off season like, and what did you want them to focus on?
I think our big thing was shooting. It was a lot of teams last year would try and collapse on Brealey, and we have a lot of good drivers that's coming in this year. And so we talked a lot about how, in order to give us those driving lanes, we have to be able to shoot from the outside. And we're okay. We were okay from the outside last year, but I think that was probably offensively our biggest struggle. So just talking about that. And so we had a lot of girls shooting in the gym, going to other gyms and shooting. So it was great to see like the commitment to that, the goal as we left the season last year.
I know we're early in the practice season, but have you seen the improvement in the quality of shooting so far?
Yeah, I think so. I've had the juniors now, this is their third year, and even some of them who have been pretty consistent are like just stronger in general. So you can tell that they've gotten stronger. They've shot a lot. So that's really helped with seeing that offensive change.
What are you wanting to see from the offense? Will the style change without Brealey down in the post?
It's hard sometimes, because it's hard to change something that we've been like consistently doing a good job with. And so we still have some of that, but we also need to realize that we have a lot of speed. I think that's one of our biggest advantages in general, especially in our conference, is we have five girls that can really run the floor, six with a couple girls coming off the bench that are also really good at running the floor. So just being able to use that speed and going along with being able to have patience. Anna's a three-year starter at a point guard position, so she's just done a really good job of kind of settling everyone down and being able to set everything back up. So she's really good at seeing like, okay, that's not there, we're not going to get a breakaway layup, so let's set something up. And she's definitely filling in that leadership role that we lost from Brealey and Lydia last year. So it's really good to see that right away.
So it sounds like, for the most part, similar to last year, you guys wanted to pressure teams, get out and run with that defensive pressure, and then if you couldn't, you could settle into the half court. Sounds similar a little bit this year?
Yeah, for sure. It's funny, because a lot of kids, I feel like their big thing is offense, and I want to score, I want to do all these cool things offensively, but I think I've kind of brainwashed my girls that defense is the fun thing to do. And so they are just all excited about it. They see that they can be really successful. They are starting to buy in that we can do more than one defense. We've been predominantly 2-3 zone, and now I think they're seeing that we can do a lot of other options and that they can see a lot of success in multiple things. So, they're excited about defense. They love playing defense, and I love to see that, because that's something that I definitely focus on. So hopefully that's another thing that continues to be a strength for us, like it was last year.
Coach, how good can this team be defensively?
I think they can be really good. We have Anna and Aubrey and Ella and Malia, lots of speed, quick, long arms. Coming in with like Ashton, and we have Lauren Cook. So just a lot of speed. So I think it's going to be fun, because they are very competitive in general. So last year they broke several steal records. Anna Hart will probably be the all-time leading steal, like have the all-time leading steal record at CRB as a junior already. So, I mean, I think that's, they're very motivated to beat records. They're very motivated to challenge each other. It's funny, like after games, if someone has a really good game, stealing the ball, the next one will be like, I'm going to beat that next game. So it's just fun to see that competitiveness. And it's like a team competitiveness. It's not like an individual thing. So it's fun to see.
Coach, you mentioned Anna as the point guard. Is she locked into that spot, but with so many different athletes, is almost everybody interchangeable in the position they're going to play for you this year?
For sure. Coach Kraft tells the girls every day, like, you're going to come in and you're probably going to be playing a different position every time. So that's definitely something that we've tried to show them. Like Aubrey last year having to fill in as the point guard position, and Ella kind of interchangeable there. They had to really step up into that point guard. So it's really nice that Anna also has that ability to have a break, because she gets chased around the whole game. And so now she's able to kind of pass the ball off. And I feel like everyone else gained a little bit more confidence in their ball handling. So it really opens up a lot of doors for us offensively.
Coach, as far as, you know, this team and the schedule for you guys this year, I know you want to go out and challenge yourself. That Rolling Valley a year ago was really strong. Do you feel like you've challenged yourself with the non-district schedule that you guys put together for this season?
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Our non-conference, last year I told our athletic director, I was like, we need a lot of challenging non-conference games, because that's really something we have to focus on. We have to play tougher games just so we prepare. And I think it really helped us in the postseason last year, because we were playing tough games. And just seeing what all of these girls are doing in the offseason now, I think we're going to have a tough non-conference bracket. We start off with Kemper, and I know they have a lot of really good shooters that have been working hard to become better shooters. And same with IKM Manning. AHSTW always has more size. So those are, I think, good challenges for us, and I look forward to it.
And late in the season, Ogden and ACGC on the schedule. What are you hoping to learn? Because you got a tough stretch there potentially with Ogden, then Exire, Oakland, Kimbledon, Woodbine, ACGC, and Bouyer Valley, who's had a tradition of being strong as well, kind of all back-to-back-to-back late in the regular season.
Yeah, the ACGC game is always a physical game. They're very well coached. They are aggressive. They stay on you. They don't really give you a chance to breathe. And so that's a game that our girls are looking forward to. And I think it's going to definitely be a good challenge at the end of the year. Same with Ogden. Ogden always is well coached. They always play really good defense. They challenge us. And Bouyer Valley has new coaching from last year. They got a new coach at the halfway through the season, and they did a good job of challenging us second game of the season. So those are just games that we really focus on. We got to make sure we're boxing out, we're doing the little things right in order to help us be successful in those kind of games.
Coach, with a long season like this and that type of a schedule, developing some depth is going to be key. Who are the girls that you're going to be relying on to maybe come in and spot the starters and give you those valuable minutes off of the bench?
Yeah, so we have four girls that coming off the bench potentially that could give us some really good minutes. We have Lauren Cook. She's going to be very, very sound defensively. She's probably one of the fastest girls I've ever coached, and she's just moving, and she doesn't lay off. And so I think she'll do a really good job. We have some height with Maddie Mason. She's a good rebounder. She's a good leader in general. She's keeps everyone calm. We have Amelia Eddy will be strong and could see some time down the stretch. And then Maya Downing also. Maya played a lot last year, and she's just a very strong defensive player. Her ball handling has really improved. So that's awesome to see. She will be able to, she has more confidence in that. So I think she's going to have a really good year too.
Last year, you guys right there in the race for that conference championship with Cam and Woodbine and Exire, Oakern, Kimbledon with Bouyer Valley sliding into that fifth slot, but a few games behind everybody else. What's the conference breakdown look like this year? Most people probably anticipating you guys in Woodbine with what you're bringing back to be the two favorites.
I hope so. We definitely have a lot to work on, but I think, like what you said, Woodbine's going to be tough. They have some really good shooters. I know the both prior girls have really put in a lot of time with their shooting in the off season, so I know they're going to be ones that we really have to make sure that we're focused on. Same with Exira, EHK, and Cam. They're always very well coached. They both, Cam lost their whole starting lineup, I believe, and Exira lost some big girls, and they usually do a good job of finding replacements and making sure those replacements are well coached. So they definitely will be top contenders. And then Boyer Valley returns a lot, and they showed a lot of improvement from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So definitely going to be a tough night for a lot of those games. So making sure that we just stay focused and one game at a time is kind of what I'm talking to them about. So they have nothing to lose. So hopefully a lot of good things can happen for us in the conference too.
Has this team set goals for this year?
Yeah, they've said a lot. They, they're very like team oriented in a lot of their goals. Like they know that we need to do a better job of shooting. So they have a really strong focus of shooting. They really want to make sure that they are playing well as a team. So it's nice as a coach to hear like those are the goals that they have, that they want to make sure that they're clicking along. And I think they do a good job of lifting each other up. And those juniors, there's eight of them. They've played together. A lot of them have played varsity now for 3 years. So it's fun to see that that's their goal because they enjoy playing together. They have fun together. So they want to make sure that that continues.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time. We look forward to catching up with you on a regular basis again this season. And best of luck and looking forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Caitlin McAllister again with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusader girls basketball team. We'll be back with more of our girls basketball preview show coming up here on KCIM.